All right, good morning. This is Conversations with the Diva, and we are on the phone with Michelle Roberts. Michelle Roberts has been very graciously and great nice to us in the last 2 days with Conversations with the Diva because we're having technical difficulties, and but we do love Blog Talk Radio, and those are going to get the fix. It is Thursday morning, February 12th, and Michelle Roberts is a sexual abuse survivor. And Cheryl's going to talk about her new book and the tour that she's going to be starting. Cheryl, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I am doing awesome. Now, tell us about you. Tell us what you're doing. And tell us about the wonderful book that you have written and that you're going to be starting on tour with.
Okay. Well, again, my name is Cheryl Roberts. And I live in Houston, Texas. And I am an incest survivor. I was abused from the time I was 4 until I was 15. And basically, just suffered in silence for many years. So I just pretty much coped with my abuse. And with the coping, you know, I went into, you know, drinking and sexual promiscuity and just began to cut when, you know, that didn't work, so I was just kind of just existing and not really living and not really dealing with my abuse until I was actually a grown woman and began to deal with it and finally got the help I needed. And so now, you know, I am walking in purpose. I got my voice back. I got my life back. And I am just an advocate for those who are still suffering in silence to use their voice and to live and to heal because there is life after being abused. And I wrote my book, From Victim to Vessel, Pushing Through Pain to Walk in Purpose, last year of March. Last March. And before starting in April, being in Atlanta, in April, June will be in LA, and Chicago will be in August. So just spreading the message of hope and healing and letting people know that, you know, you can live after being abused. There is life, there is hope, and, you know, and you don't have to, you know, live in silence. You know, there is freedom, and you're not alone. So that's what I promote, you know, just getting the help.
And you know, Cheryl, you brought up a good point that a lot of people don't realize that when there's a cry for help, one of the things you said about cutting, when you were cutting, was it, as I know from some people, they cut to relieve pain. Was that the same for you?
Yes.
And
it was like I was escaping one pain to the next. So and it was like a relief.
And it was, and it would dull it for, how long would it dull the pain for? 4 hours? Or how often were you cutting, and did anybody notice?
Nobody noticed because I covered up. I used to wear, like, really big clothes always. So no one really noticed the cut. And I did that for a couple of years.
Right.
So, but, you know, the last part of it, you know, when I did it, it lasted maybe an hour or so, and then if that didn't work, you know, I started, you know, to the bottle, you know, and just doing like really dumb stuff just to kind of numb the pain, whatever that, because I really didn't care about me at that time.
Right.
So what I was doing to myself, I didn't care. So whatever to kind of, you know, make me forget, that's what I need.
Okay, hold on, Cheryl. We have our comedian coming on. We're going to merge the call with him because obviously I'm doing it a different way because one of the things that we know as women, which you know, is to be very resourceful. And it sounds like you realized that as you got older that you have to be resourceful and heal from your own pain and learning to help others is one of those ways that you do it. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Hold on 1 second, Cheryl. We're going to merge a call with our comedian. Don't go anywhere. So Cheryl is our is an awesome person. She has agreed to come on and share her story with us. We're going to continue talking to her as we get our comedian on the line, which is from Kush Comedy. Latrice is their head comedian, and we can hear the phone ringing. And we're going to hopefully he'll answer for us. Hi. Hold on a second. You're going to love this morning. Cheryl, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. So, you know what? I don't have my notes in front of me because I'm improvising because I got jokes this morning because I'm pulling out my hair because Blog Talk Radio was not behaving itself. So on the phone, I have Cheryl. I'm Sabrina. We're recording this, and it's going to be uploaded into the system. So tell us your name.
My name is comedian Oscar P.
Hi, Oscar P. So Cheryl is talking about being a sex abuse survivor, and now she has a book. And Cheryl, remind us of the name of the book again.
From Victim to Vessel, Pushing Through Pain to Walking Purpose.
Wow.
And Cheryl has a book tour that's going to be starting. Is that in May, Cheryl? Is that right?
In April.
Sorry, that's Twana Lawler, who her starts in May. But we are going to, Cheryl, we're going to stand in line. We're not done talking to you, but we need some little comedy this morning. I need something, because I've been pulled out my hair. I got to put the wig on now. I need something to give me a, I'm not lying. I need something funny. Can you give me something funny? Because last night the Blog Talk Radio had an issue where I couldn't have anybody on. And all that makes me look really bad.
We gotta start small. You gotta first work with the eyelids, you know, slowly work your way up. Yeah, you don't go for the, you know, the big pro first. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, with my head, my hair looking like I'm a little poodle all over the place. That would look really good.
That freaked out. My wife went natural, and I was like, damn, I think, oh boy. She had to cut her hair off to go natural. I'm like, you know.
Oh, she
wanted to celebrate it being natural. I'm like, baby, did you start out natural? I mean, nobody was born with a perm in hair. I mean, you don't cut a with a dark and lovely box.
Okay.
You know, or just a pee box. Always great to know that it's not always going to be bad.
Okay. All right.
I
am having a good day because I realized I said, God, you got to help me out. And he's like, okay. And he's improvised. I can record this and upload it. I said, because I'm not letting
you. Yeah, you got to improvise. You're a lady of faith. You think God just came here and had everything planned out? You think God had a plan for grand flowing country?
Cheryl, is he a hot mess or what?
Yeah.
Water, dirt, grass.
Cheryl, do you find you are funny? Cheryl, do you find that sometimes laughter has helped you through a lot of situations?
Oh, absolutely. I'm a clown myself. That's one of the ways that I kind of got through a lot of stuff, making myself laugh. Because, you know, sometimes it just have to scream and laugh at yourself.
Okay, Cheryl, we're gonna let you go toe to toe with the comedian. You didn't know I'm improvising, you guys. You didn't know you were gonna do this.
What?
Yes. We might as well today call it a fun day because after today, I gotta go put the wig on, gotta do all this stuff. Might as well just have a fun day. Cheryl, we're gonna let you. You know what? What if people can really see that? You never know. They could feel my appearance. They could feel it. I mean, I don't even have my chapstick or my lipstick on. I mean, I'm sitting here as I'm talking without the mirror, putting on my eyelash makeup, okay? I'm really serious.
You know, I'm from Mississippi. The first time they told me I was supposed to be radio, I was doing a show in Birmingham, Alabama. And I had no idea.
Oh,
Okay. Oh, I love it. You know what? All right, Cheryl, let's hear your first, something that you have used to make you laugh. Give us something funny that you have.
Oh, my God. Let's see. What have I done? I make faces a lot in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to do it so much now. When I'm talking to people, the faces, you know, come up and they're like, why are you making faces? And I'm like, you know, it's just something that I used to do, and now it just comes without even knowing it. And that's what used to make me laugh. So I just said something real stupid and off the wall. So it's just like,
Wait, they're hollering at you at the bar? What do they say? Hey, baby, what's up? What do they say? I want somebody to holler at me at the bar. Where's that bar at? Because I, you know, I'm a little tired of being single. Okay, I've had it. No, you did not. Did you say that? Oh, yeah, please, after. Because I don't have no hair today. I don't pull it all out. Yeah, no, after I have it. Really? Because she's a powerful woman. See, she's a woman. So, Cheryl, all right, we're going to let Mr. Comedian, you're going to tell everybody a little bit about yourself, where we can find you, and then I want you to tell us some stuff about Valentine's Day, because, you know, this is what I think about Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day, love is for dum-dums, okay? Because there is no love. For dum-dums, okay? Love is not real, and it's a fairy tale, okay? I stopped believing in fairy tales. It's dumb. So, yes. This is going to go on the air.
It really gave me like 30 minutes of material.
I just can't do it anymore. I've had it with the online dating. I'm done. Cheryl, let me tell you something. I am a domestic violence victim. So what happened is after I left my marriage and got out of it, I can relate to what you were trying to do is just relieve the pain, like you said when you were cutting. So what I would do, I went online dating. Well, that was stupid, okay? Those people online don't even look like their pictures. They lie a lot. And the guys talk about the girls. The guys need to lose some weight. A lot of them have man boobies on, and they need to lose some weight. That's just ridiculous. That's just ridiculous. I mean, they talk about, hey, mama, you know, well, first of all, I'm not your mama. Second of all, you know, you don't look like your picture. No, I look better than my picture, but you look like you from Jesus' time and that you ate all the cows up. That's what I'm saying. Now,
Wait.
Go ahead. Okay. Where? That's right. He doesn't mind working. Send her roses. I'll send you guys on vacation. You got to stay married because I can't have you out there with those wrong semicolons and not
I can't. I don't want to
No. Your second girlfriend. Stop. Gerald, we got to help him. We got to help. Hey, I'm not mad at you. Okay, so we know now that on Conversations with the Diva, our new thing will be we do not look for men online, at the club. We go to the junkyard. We go to the junkyard, and if that man has oil under his fingers and he a hard working man, we can train him to be a good man because he wants to save money. All right, Cheryl, we got that, right? Okay. You're quiet for 1 minute. You're on a 1 minute common media timeout. All right, we're gonna have a. Amen on that. Amen.
Wow.
That's true. You know what? I'm going to add that to my list of 62 requirements for a man. That'll be 63. Lower your expectations. Okay. Now. I need you to stop. Let me give a little commercial break. You guys are listening to Conversations with the Diva, and we have two special guests who I want them to go ahead and tell us their name and where they can be found at. Go ahead, Cheryl.
My name is Cheryl Roberts. You can find me on Facebook on the Cheryl Roberts, SHERYLL Roberts, one word. Or you can go to my website,
And our funny man, thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Comedian Oscar P. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all the same. Oscar P. is funny. That's Oscar. The letter P is funny. One word. Or you can check out my website, oscarp.com, or you can find me any Saturday pushing a shopping basket in Kroger.
Okay. You said Sarah today. You know you from Mississippi because my dad is from Shreveport, Mississippi, and I say Sarah today. And I say Sarah today too. That is funny. Oh my gosh. We might be related. We might be brothers. I mean, brother and sister, shoot. I never know. My dad, because we have 19 siblings, so you might be my 20th one. I don't know. Just saying.
You never know.
All right, you guys, conversations with. Go ahead. Stop. You're wrong. Stop. Oh, my God. This is Conversations with the Diva. We are on the air with Oscar P., the comedian, and Ms. Cheryl Roberts, and we're going to have go a little deeper with Cheryl today about her book and what has helped her recover from trauma of sexual abuse and why she chose to speak out. Cheryl, go ahead. Cheryl, you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Can you go ahead and we want to talk a little bit more deeper about actually that laughter made me feel good. Did it make you feel good, Cheryl?
It did.
I mean, Mr. Oscar P., the comedian. He's now Mr. Oscar P., the comedian. He could run for president, and I'd vote for him. We're going to go a little deeper. I'm going to go a little deeper. And Cheryl, we know a lot of people, when it comes to sexual abuse, people want to blame the victim. And we've been, and they don't want to hear that. And well, first of all, we all, for everybody listening out there that has been a victim of sexual abuse, you're not to blame. It is not your fault. And what Cheryl is trying to do is trying to bring an awareness, a higher awareness, and take away the shame that goes along with that, and learning how to get help with that. Cheryl, can you talk a little bit about the shame that goes along with that, and were you able to ask for help, or did you feel you could ask for help?
Was so overwhelming till, you know, I didn't want anyone to know. And so that's basically why I didn't say anything until I was in my late 20s. But I think it was the knowing that I needed to deal with it and get over it, because it was basically, it was literally killing me. Mentally, emotionally, physically. I mean, I was dying. And so I knew I needed to do something about it. So God sent me somebody that I could trust. And I began to open up to them about it. And one of the things that I went through was counseling. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in the Black community, counseling is like unheard of.
Amen.
You know, they feel like, you know, if I go to counseling, they don't think I'm crazy. No, it's, you know, the opposite. I mean, just like we have doctors for the physical, we have doctors for the mental.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I tried it, and it was one of the best things that I did, because it gave me an outlet. I talked about it, and the more I talked about it, the more the relief came. And
right.
A lot of times, when you're dealing with it and talking about it, you know, stuff comes up that you thought you forgot. And it kind of knocks you back down.
Right.
That's one of the things people are afraid of when they start going through the healing process. When you're talking about it, it gets hard, and then they want to stop. But I just want to encourage you, you know, if you've been through that, don't stop. You have to push through so you can get to the next level. And, you know, I had to fight. I had to scream. I had to write. And I mean, I did whatever was necessary for me to get to the point I am today, to where I can talk about it, where I'm free, and, you know, and where I can help others deal with that pain. So, but yeah, the shame, it keeps you bound. But once you find out that you're not by yourself, you're not alone, and it wasn't your fault, and there are people out there who are willing and able to help you do it, I mean, it gets easier.
Yes, it does. And you know what, Cheryl, it's interesting, because a lot of times we repeat patterns over time. When I was older, in my middle, like between 16 to 25, I was sexually abused. And I remember times even when I was a little kid that I was, but I've masked or didn't say anything. And the times that I did ask for help, it was like, well, that was your issue. That was your fault. So later in life, I became what a closet eater. Where, and yes, those are a lot of jokes I got about those, about the Twinkies and the dog, and all of those under my bed and eating those mask the pain. But I know that I have comedy. I know a lot of people, when they're going to be listening to this, they're going to be saying, she's crazy. She had comedy and a sex abuse victim that's not a victim, a survivor that's come on. Why?
Right.
Because you know why? Because the two of comedy and laughter, and learning to laugh about your life, not making fun of your life, but learning how to deal with your life, helps you so much. Would you say, Oscar P., would you agree with that?
I would agree with that. I'm not going to say her name, but I got a lot of people. I had one group who was affected. And this is not a last battle. I didn't know what sex was. So I grew up in a household with, so we didn't see, you know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But when you walk in and see something being molested, you like 7 years old, and then it registered when you like 12, like, yo, this actually happened to her.
Wow.
You know? So, you know, that's actually happening. And as a comedian, you take pain, you tell it, you do comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my grandfather always said, cool, but get as much as required. So, in that is, in the midst of a lot of people, wish that on anyone, but, you know, you were strong enough, you're strong women, and you endured, and now you have a gift or a message to help someone else. And I find it to be true.
No, and you know what? You, Mr. Oscar P., comedian, I love that name. How did you come up with that name? I know it's your name, but why Oscar P., the comedian? Why? I like that. Oh, okay. No, really, Did you tell your mom that? I don't like my name changing.
I mean, it's like, you know, it's not fair that, you know, it's 13 of us and everybody got the same.
Cheryl, did he say 13?
13 of us and
everybody got the same.
You know,
it's not fair.
What's
the
good? What's
your
name? And I say, Oscar.
Like,
Oscar? I'm like,
well,
give my knowledge back.
Give me my knowledge
back.
Okay. You know what? Cheryl hit on something, Oscar P., that we're going to talk about, and I always talk about this being funny, but Black people, African Americans, I like being called Black, some people like being called African Americans. Mental health does not mean you're crazy. What is crazy is when you don't get the help and you drive everybody crazy.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes,
so saying that we people don't need that. No, you do. You really do, because you walk around talking to yourself and doing things that drive other people crazy. Mental health, just like God put food here for us, He put doctors, He put a counselor there for you. Get a number. Call me. I will give it to you. Oscar, do you want to talk about that?
Well, first, like mental health, I come from a long line of
frustration. I am just a Lord.
Pray for him. Pray for him.
No, you got when I say that, that's true.
That we were going to be have our front row seats to this, didn't we?
No.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to use that now, baby. Say it again, Oscar.
Baby, you love me.
Oh, my God. Ow, that hurts. You know, they need a Band-Aid. They do need mental health. They need a paramedic, and they need surgery now. Because they have been told and burnt at the same time. Oh, my goodness. Because Oscar, because you are off the hook, man.
You are retarded. I just want to be honest with you. You're kind of
I'm very off.
Oh my God!
That's good. See, that's the first step.
You tell him, Cheryl. Cheryl, do you have any kids or family that has supported you as you've been writing your book and going through your process that you want to just show some love to and say hello to?
I don't have any kids.
I have two. Do you want them? I can give them to you.
Sure.
Okay. They're 14 and 17. We'll call me later and I'll give you the flight information because they'll be leaving. Good. Okay. Go ahead. Sorry. Not about me. Sorry.
I'll pay you,
Cheryl. I'll pay you. Is $500 a month good enough? Will you take this, please? I will pay you. I'll pay you. I'll send you food, too. I'll send you a vacation. Just keep them. Whew, good. I got them off my hands already, Oscar. Now I'm happy. All right, Cheryl, go ahead. I'm being selfish over here. Tell us who would you like to show some love to and shout out to?
Oh, well, I'm going to shout out to my wonderful one by Pastor Robert Bailey Jr. of the Restoration of Praise Fellowship in Houston, Texas. Layton Bailey, Ken Jefferson, LaQuisha Duncan, those are my like support systems. They push me. Kimberly York, they keep me grounded. They cover me. They continue to pray for me. So, I'm grateful for them being in my life. So, yeah, they are some wonderful people, and I love them greatly.
And I want to thank Tiffany for putting me in contact with you. Again, we're sorry about the technicalities we have, but we're going to put this upload this a recording so you guys can hear it, and I'll send you guys the information.
Okay.
But then I want you guys to come back on, because I'm going to tell you what, I thought pulling out my hair was the end of the world today, but you guys have just made me just love Jesus even more today. You guys have blessed my socks off today. Seriously. And you and Oscar together are a little, you guys are meshing, and I love it. Cheryl, I know it's still interesting to be able to come on and talk about your being a sex abuse survivor and now going to be an advocate. Yeah, we want you to always come back on, because we're going to be doing a lot more topics. Because one of the things that the Conversations with the Divas show does, that's supported by WBDN Media, is we talk about the topics that nobody else wants to talk about. Mental health, sexual abuse, things that really touch African-American and minorities. Like, you'll hear a lot of African-Americans say, I have high blood sugar, I don't know why. Stop eating 5 pounds of chitlins and 16 cheesecakes, okay? All right, so I need you to stop that. Okay, with Diet Coke. But Cheryl, you know, really, if they drink enough Diet Coke, it'll get rid of that, just so you know. So I want to thank you for, I want to thank you for coming on. Oscar P., I know you talked about your lovely wife, and who would you like to give out a shout to, and thank you for coming on? And Miss Latrice, for introducing. I really am thankful for Latrice. Poor thing, I've put her through the ringer last couple of weeks. And I want to thank her for introducing me to Mr. Oscar P. and the other comedians that are going to be coming on Conversations with the Diva. Oscar, we want you to come back on anytime that you want. Again, once we get everything technically worked out, we'll have you come on live and make sure that happens for you. Please let us know again. I know you already said it, but where we can find you, any upcoming shows you have. And please keep me updated on Facebook, because I will be happy to continue to advertise for both you and Cheryl. Cheryl, when you have any book tours. So, Oscar, do you have anything coming up, any shows, anywhere coming up in the next couple of weeks?
I will be in Kentucky, Kentucky, Thursday.
Yes. Now you two are bragging about your traveling. I'm going to have to come carry some suitcases.
I'm not bragging.
Yes, you are.
You need an assist for the top.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We need to come with you, okay?
I really just need a proofreader.
You know what, Oscar? I want you to talk to Jay Washington. He's a comedian. He has a Laugh Factory out in Chicago. You need to talk to him, because you are off the chain. You and Jay together. Jay makes me roll on the floor. I'm already over here and crying. My mascara, I look like a little raccoon now. So I need to, you guys are going to.
Oh, bless your heart.
I know, huh? Cheryl, thank you, Cheryl, because somebody needs to bless me because it's just...
I really
need
to take a selfie and put it on Instagram right now.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You have a bad day.
Oh my goodness. Well, you know what? Conversations with the Diva really wants to thank you, Oscar P, the comedian, Cheryl Roberts, and you guys, thank you to my listeners again. You know what? We won't say we're sorry that it didn't work out. It actually worked out how it was supposed to be according to how to after talking to these wonderful people. And as Conversations with the Diva, you know, we are faith-based, and we just thank God for this. And I am thankful to my Creator for giving me this opportunity. Actually, I am having shivers right now because when God works out things, they're supposed to go the way that they're supposed to go, and this was supposed to be how it is. I would have loved to do it live on the radio, but obviously, no, God probably saw that people would see my hair. So, you know, Oscar liked the suit. So, it worked out. I want to thank you to WBDN Media, Volante Grant, for sponsoring me on this show, to Next Level Tennis Fitness, my coach, Danny Bongiorno. No, Danny, I'm not coming to training tomorrow. I'm sleeping, so don't come get me. I will. I'm being lazy tomorrow. And happy Valentine's Day to everybody. Okay, I'm going to say love is not for dummies because, okay, I know where I need to go find my man up in the junkyard, so I'll be heading over to North Las Vegas today to look for my man. Hopefully he'll have a lot of oil under his nails. Thank you for these blessed people. And we are now signing off with Conversations with the Diva. You guys don't hang up the phone.